Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, not quite 3 hours into the night in our final matchup here for this Big East League try in our first high school volleyball broadcast of the year on KNZA. Kirk Kilman in studio alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you. Royal Valley over Perry LeCompton in our first matchup tonight, 25-18, 21-25, and 25-22. We saw Nemaha Central defeat Royal Valley in the last matchup, 25-14 and 25-21. Now we get our final matchup here, Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, Nemaha Central, they've been rolling. They rolled straight through the Marysville tournament, going 5-1, lost in the championship, unfortunately for them. But you know that tonight they come in, they got a great sweep over Royal Valley, and they come in pretty well prepared and all things considered against Perry LeCompton. It's been since 2021 since Perry LeCompton has picked up a win against this Nemaha Central team. In that game, it was a 1-2 loss for Nemaha Central, with the sets going 19-25, 25-21, 25-15. But that was 2 years ago. Since then, it's been straight sweeps, 4-0, 4-0 in sets, 2-0, 2-0 in matchups. Perry LeCompton comes in tonight wanting to get a victory. They didn't pick up one against Royal Valley when they wanted to, but I know they want to get one very desperately against this Thunder team, who's right now rolling Thunder.
Yeah, Thunder right now with a record of 6-1, and they are off to a 1-0 start in Big East League play. Perry LeCompton 0-1, and 0-1 with their lone loss coming against Royal Valley earlier tonight. So getting set for our final matchup here on KNZA, Thunder and the Cause. Familiar opponents duking it out. Nemaha Central will be on the far side of the floor, pushing it to the near side. Cause on the near side, pushing it to the far side of the floor. Appreciate our sports boosters making our broadcast possible all throughout the year. Just getting going. We got our first batch of our football weekly coaches shows on the air tomorrow night. We'll have some on Thursday night as well. Of course, Friday Night Fever on Friday, getting you set for week one of high school football. Crendon will have Donovan West and Onega on 92.1. I will have Valley Falls and Horton on 103.9. Atchison and Ottawa on our sister station at CARE 93.7. Of course, you got Sabetha and Holton on the Holton and Sabetha channels. Hiawatha, Royal Valley on the Hiawatha channel as well. And, of course, our new station, KOZA 96.9. How about the War on 24 to start with Silver Lake and Rossville? So we got a lot coming your way, especially on Friday night. But coaches' shows will get you going and helping you preview the high school football for week one on Friday night. But we got one more matchup here, Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton. The Thunder looking to sweep this Big East League try here tonight on the road at PL. And Cause just trying to gather some momentum. And again, the news that we got once we arrived, and Perry LeCompton without arguably their best player in Paxton Dammy, who suffered a broken ankle in the Jamboree last week, and the time frame that was given was 6 weeks. They are hoping maybe sooner, but hoping at worst maybe back for a postseason push for the Cause. So here we go. It's our final matchup of the night. Nemaha Central on the defensive end, sets it up, sends it across. Cause defending it well. Now that's Corcoran's spike attempt, deflected in the air. Now it's Honeyman kind of leaning back, and Trimble able to keep it alive. Now a battle at the net. Honeyman trying to defend. Another diving effort for Nemaha Central up against the net, and a third try is punched across. So a good first rally here to start this one. Corcoran again deflects it and earns the point for Perry LeCompton, so they get out to the 1-0 lead.
Perry LeCompton tonight has gotten the first point in every set that they have played. They have not picked up a set win, but they have won the first point of every set up to this point.
Here is Hope Billings, who sends across the serve. Nemaha Central looking for their first point. Honeyman delivers it, and from the front left to middle right, puts down a kill, and it's a 1-1 tie. A quick sub, and Allie Henry is back to serve for Nemaha Central. Kyle Billings, head coach for Perry LeCompton. Jessica Cook, the head coach for Nemaha Central. Cause on the attack. They push it to the front. Corcoran finessed and got it to go. Or no, they're going to say it was somehow kept alive. Corcoran again sends it across, and it's in there. Or is it? The ref on the backside is showing that it's in, but Nemaha Central was celebrating like they scored. And now the officials are meeting, so I am confused.
I'm confused, too, but Corkscrew... Sorry, I made that joke in the first one.
It will be Perry LeCompton point, by the way.
Yeah,
they switched the call.
Corcoran, she had a little bit of an early celebration, and then she turned back around, and then she was able to get right back to it.
Well, she thought her initial hit the floor, but the diving attempt for Nemaha Central, I guess they said it stayed alive. I mean, our angle is kind of tough from here, but I thought it was on the floor and the point was dead. But at the end of the day, cause earned the point, no harm, no foul. They're out to a 2-1 lead here in set one. It is Justine Williams who sends across the serve with the right hand. Now up against the net, battle. Shear flicks it across with the right hand. Now Nemaha Central with Honeyman's spike attempt. It is dug up by Trimble. Now Corcoran has to throw it behind her head in an awkward swing with her back to the net, unable to get it across. And we are tied at 2-2. Still, I have not still understood why we are at Perry LeCompton tonight. In both matches for the cause, they are the visitors on the scoreboard. Unless I'm missing something, it makes zero sense. But that's okay. We got it figured out. 2-2 tie here in set one. Nice dig there by Honeyman, sliding to the knees, and then gets it back on a second attempt to send it across. Now miscommunication by the cause, and Trimble got caught up there with Henley Hunter at the front of the net and allowed Nemaha Central to take a 3-2 lead.
Well, even though it was a little bit of miscommunication, you know, he still played together as a team. They came together, grouped up, and was like, all right, guys, get us back going here.
Here's Corcoran's spike attempt through the defensive line of Garrity and Sudbeck. And a point there for Perry LeCompton. Corcoran, she has been all over the floor tonight for the cause, and a 3-3 tie.
And that's why you don't let miscommunication mess with your flow there. Corcoran getting things right back on track here for the cause.
Trimble sends it across. Now they set up Honeyman, who delivers a shot with the right hand with a little floater action. Now a misfire there by Addison Hoover. Her jump was a little late, and she was on the way down as the ball was coming down. So with that combination, you're not going to get it over, and it's a point for Nemaha Central. 4-3 our score, back and forth here early. Final matchup here of this Big East League try to as Nemaha Central looks to go for the sweep. Perry LeCompton trying to sneak away with a win. Royal Valley on their way home with a 1-1 night, beating the cause and losing to the Thunder. Good rally here. Trimble, high arcing shot, keeps it in line, and then a shank shot out of bounds as Billings just tried to tee it up and just mishit it off the side of her hand, and it's now 5-3 in favor of the Thunder. I believe this is Holthaus back to serve for the Thunder, sends it across, and Trimble down. Now they set it up for Shear. And Honeyman, second hit on the back line. Dollinghouse pushing it across with the right hand. Now Trimble to Corcoran. Deflected, out of play. And Corcoran earning the point for Perry LeCompton there. And it's now a 5-4 set number one score.
Well, we saw Corcoran emerge as a very star player at the end of that third set against Royal Valley. In here, she's doing very nicely, kind of getting back to that form that she was at just couple games ago.
Corcoran with a nice dig there. Now a free ball behind her back. Sends it across. Garrity with the dig. Wants to get it back. And deflected in defense. The key there. And that time the combination of Addison Hoover and Olivia Shear earning a point defensively for Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, we saw how dominant Shear and Allison was. Both of them were up there in that first game against Royal Valley. And here they continue that.
There's Sudbeck on the spike, popped up into the air by Williams, and a miss hit into the net, that time by Billings, and 6-5, now the Thunder lead. So pretty much back and forth here, early set one. Nemaha Central with a record of 6-1 overall, and off to a 1-0 start in league play, cause trying to avoid an 0-2 start to their season, as there is a service error by Sudbeck. And now we're tied at 6-6. Here is Blosser. This is Charlie Blosser again, the sophomore, who came up from junior varsity and is playing now here tonight with the injury to Dammy. Here is Trimble pushing it up front. Hoover one-handed, hitting the air, and bump back across on a third try. Nemaha Central now trying to attack. Garrity spike attempt, and it's dug up nicely by Corcoran, but it goes out of play. It was nicely done by Corcoran, but couldn't keep it in between the lines. And Nemaha Central's lead, back and forth we go. It's 7-6.
I think it's really important for the Cause to maybe get their sets a little higher. It feels like their sets are a little just low in the arc, and it kind of troubles the timing for the attackers to get up there. I mean, you kind of look at a player like Hoover. I mean, she's jumping off the ground, and that ball's already down too low for her to really spike.
Here's Trimble trying a free ball to hit it with one hand and goes into the net, and another free point for the Thunder. Their lead is now 8-6. Garrity serving, far side to near side. Dribbling it like a free throw, spins it in the left hand. Sets and delivers it across, and now miscommunication on the back line as it was Corcoran and Blosser both trying to go for it, and they kind of bumped into each other, and that allowed the Thunder to get that ace there. Three straight, now 9-6 the Thunder lead, and a timeout on the floor. It's our third matchup of the night, Thunder and Cause battling it out. Set number one, Thunder leading by three. It's high school volleyball here on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final matchup of tonight's volleyball action here on KNCA. Crendon, Kurt, Brandon all with you. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Nemaha Central 9-6. They lead it over Perry LeCompton here, set number one. Out of the timeout, Garrity serving it across for Nemaha Central. Here's Hoover lifting high, kept it alive on a second hit. Now tap down, and a point for the Cause. That time it was Hope Billings who put it away. Good start out of the timeout for Perry. It's now 9-7. This is Addison Hoover, the junior. Who will serve it to the far side. Nemaha Central sets it up for Honeyman. There's the spike, and there's the kill. 10-7 NC. Nicely done. Bump set spike in order.
Said it multiple times. I'll say it again. The best setter in this court right now, and probably overall, is Haley Holthaus.
Holthaus setting that one up. Cause trying to get one back. They trail by three here in the first set. Holthaus again over to Honeyman. Tipped up in the air. Good defense that time as Billings kept it alive, and now a free ball sent across by Blosser. Honeyman bumps. Holthaus sets, and the delivery is put down, this time by Emma Hermisch. Or correction, beg your pardon, that was Allie Henry.
Good little finesse on the right palm, just being able to swat it down near side, kind of angling it across, left across your body.
Should I say beg my pardon if I mess up, not beg your pardon? I've always wondered that.
That's okay.
Honeyman on a free ball sends it across. Cause push it to the front of the net. There's a spike attempt by Hunter and somehow kept alive by NC on the back line. Now Hunter again pushing it across with two hands. Saved on the back line. Dollinghouse pushing it up front. Tapped with the left hand by Honeyman. And another good defensive effort kept alive by Hunter. Good rally. Here's a set and a spike. It's too long. Or are they going to say that was deflected? No, it wasn't. That's a point for Perry LeCompton, and it's now 11-8. Sometimes the reaction by the other side can get a little confusing. You got to check and see what the refs are showing. Garrity goes down to get it. Here's the set for Honeyman, and she delivers the kill. Deflected out of play. Defense not there for Justine Williams, and it's now 12-8. So three of the last four scored by Nemaha Central here in set one. As it is Henry to serve. Sends it across, bumped in the air by Blosser up front. There's the fake by Hunter, but Honeyman there on the front line. Now tapped across, going down to a knee to save it was Billings. Now chasing it here in the back corner is Williams. Couldn't get there in time. Another point for NC. It's now 13-8. They have scored four of the last five.
The North Central finally getting in their groove here.
Henry again sends it across, and miscommunication on the front line leads to an easy point for the Thunder.
That's what really hurt the Panthers. It was miscommunication, whether it was players in certain positions running into each other or service errors, just hitting errors, setting up someone else, kind of an error. All around, that was kind of the issues with the Panthers, and here the cause. They got to fix that themselves, too.
Corcoran sent one across hard, but Dollinghouse with a beautiful dig to keep it alive. Now Trimble for the cause. Corcoran again took a little off of it, but defensively, Nemaha Central was there. Third try sent across. Launched up into the air, and down it goes into the bleachers, and that is another point for Nemaha Central. Four straight. They're leading now 15-8 as they're putting it on cruise control here midway through this first set. Good delivery there by Henry. They want to set it up for Corcoran, and she spiked it right into the net. It is 16-8. I think that's going to call a timeout after that one. So a dominant stretch here for Nemaha Central. Five straight, and seven of the last eight have been scored by the Thunder. 16-8 their lead here in set one. We're back in 30 seconds. You are listening to High School Volleyball.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final matchup of this Big East League try tonight here at Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central leading Perry 16-8 here in set number one. Kirk Kilman in studio, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman with you. Here we go. Out of the timeout, Henry continues to serve for Nemaha Central. Hunter sends it across on a third try. Henry on the back line pushing it up front. Tap by Honeyman, a battle up against the net. Nemaha needs to get it over. They do. Trimble now to the front of the net. Far side, Corcoran. Finesse popped in the air by Holthouse. Honeyman, stoppage of play, and I think the cause are going to get that point. They might have got Holthouse under the net there on that little push try, but nonetheless, it was a good rally, but much needed for the cause. It is now 16-9.
Yeah, stops the momentum from the Thunder. Now it's your chance to get things.
Is a storm brewing?
Possibly. I mean, the Thunder, they've been striking like lightning. They've been doing it all night up to this point. There's a couple times they quiet down, but for the most part, they just know how to carry on momentum. They get one point, they know how to get multiple. They can carry it on.
Here's Dollinghouse on the dig after the cause serve. Honeyman, middle of the floor, puts one down right through the arms of Corcoran there trying to defend, and it's now 17-9, Nemaha Central. Boy, they really checked the forecast before showing up tonight.
Yeah, I do think the storm is a brewing.
Here is Honeyman on the serve. Set number one. Right now, Thunder in control. She's on the back line, spinning around. Now Dollinghouse puts it up front. Garrity's spike attempt, and it finds its way down. Deflected on the front line. And then over to the front left portion. Corcoran tried to make a diving effort at it. Couldn't get there in time. Certainly an A for effort, but right now 18-9. Nemaha Central still in control. Honeyman again, athletic on the serve. This is Williams pushing it up front. Now Trimble with the spike attempt and buries it in the back corner. Or do they call something? It's going to be a point actually for Nemaha Central. Not sure what the call there was. Nonetheless, it is now 19-9. Honeyman again. Williams, battle at the net. Another whistle. And this time, I think they get Nemaha Central for the violation. It's now 19-10.
Yeah, you just got to be careful when you're up on that net, whether it's the under-the-net violation or you've got your hands on it. Both teams have been kind of called pretty equally for it. He's got to get a little less aggressive up on that net, but
there's the libero, Trimble with the Perry LeCompton serve. Holthouse to Garrity. Well defended there by Shear. And it's knocked up into the air. Henry sends it across. Hoover taps it down, still battling at the net, and it's won by Holthouse this time. And Nemaha Central now a double-up lead at 20-10. Boy, Hoover was battling up there at the net.
Yeah, no. Hoover, I was going to say the Battle of Hoover Dam up there, but...
oh, my gosh. We're getting out of control
I think my jokes have crossed the line to this point, but you know, Hoover doing a great job, but she's really working up that middle front row.
Well, Shear now takes out that middle spot, and Hoover going to the front left side. They set it up for Trimble, who sends it across. Holthouse with the dig at the net. Bumped across with one hand, and Sudbeck gets that one. And it's now 21-10.
Sometimes I do have to spare you from my jokes. Other times, they just have to come out.
12 of the last 15 points have gone to Nemaha Central, so they have certainly put themselves in the driver's seat here down the home stretch of set one. Billings across. That was Hoover correction. Now this is Garrity leaning back, and the slight lean back, I think, kept that one in the air just a little bit too much, and it goes out of play, and it's now 21-11. The Cause get the serve back. Here is Corcoran, who has had a very nice night for the Cause.
Yeah, she started this game very, very well.
Sends a good serve. Honeyman, Sudbeck, deflected, and the Cause get that point. Good defense. And that was Addison Hoover helping out with that point, 21-12.
Keep the ball in the hands of Corcoran right here. I mean, kind of let her control the game and just help her. That's all you can really do with the Cause at this point.
Spins it in the left and fires it from back right to front left. Garrity on the dig. They set it up for Garrity. Her spike is too strong. The play was set up well, but Garrity just hung back too much and kept it in the air. She's done that a couple of times here, and it's now 21-13.
Yeah, discipline, that's one of the key things it's going to take, discipline and being able to communicate.
Here is Corcoran again. Henry pushed, Dollinghouse tips. Now this is Corcoran pushing it to the middle of the floor. Trimble behind the way, has to put it back across. Here is the set and the spike. That is out. Another miss hit there for Nemaha Central. And what do you know it? The football score, 21-14.
And we have another set where the joke is made.
Here it is. Another one sent across. I was trying to come up with something there, but I just couldn't think of anything. So, Dollinghouse, front of the net, battle to it. Cause might have won it, but Garrity somehow with a right-handed swat gets it across for Nemaha Central. Now Shear deflected by Garrity and unable to get it. So Shear was blocked by Garrity at the rim and deflected away, and Nemaha Central getting that point, 22-14. Coming down the home stretch, we have seen, I think, multiple instances where he felt like a team could be put away pretty quick, but yet the team losing late kind of creeps back into it a little bit. Is that going to happen again? Announcer curse, right into the net it goes. It's now 22-15.
I told you, Brandon, the third time you jinx it, it's going to be the third strike and you're out of here. And
I'm out of here. They kick me out.
That'll be your third strike right there.
If I got a strike for every announcer jinx I've been a part of, then we would be beyond 100 strikes, I'm sure.
We would have to send you down to the minors.
There you go. Dollinghouse. Nice set. Now battling at the front of the net. Good defense again for Nemaha Central. Cause get it back. Trimble from the back line. Too strong on that one. And it was smart on the back line by Nemaha Central to let it go. And it's now 23-15. So they are a point away from that set point. Junior varsity is done. So one half of the side is empty. Now Garrity, a service there into the net. And it's 23-16 now. As the Cause will get the serve back, this time it'll be Addison Hoover. There is Hoover to Garrity in the back left corner. Now Dollinghouse has to save it. Gets it up front to Holthouse on a free ball, sends it across. Cause back on the attack, pushed across by Hunter. Nemaha Central not fazed there. Honeyman leaning back, but Hoover keeps it alive. It is high in the air. Free ball sent towards the front of the net and across, and down it goes. That was a good finish there by Corcoran. And it's 23-17. Well, what did I say? It's a little sweaty towards the end. At least make it work a little bit. Don't want to make it too easy for him.
The Caws are crawling back in, slowly but surely.
Here is Hoover again on the serve. Garrity pushing it to Holthouse. Honeyman tap, tipped in the air, and a point for Nemaha Central. The bump by Garrity, the set by Holthouse, and the finish by Honeyman. And it's now set points at 24-17.
Huge opportunity for the senior to close out the set, Dellinghouse.
Gosh trying to stay alive here, and Hunter puts one down. Nicely done by Henley Hunter, the sophomore. 24-18.
Well, just never give up at the end of the day. Becomes win by two.
This will be Hope Billings to try to keep this set alive for the Cause. As the Thunder are on set point. And that's a service error into the net, and that will in fact end it. As Nemaha Central taking down Perry LeCompton in set one here in our final matchup here tonight. 25-18 the score. Thunder over the Caws. We'll step aside for a timeout. And set number two coming your way next. You are listening to High School Volleyball.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brendan Proffitt hanging out. Kirk Kilman in studio. Brandon Tadman hanging with you as well as what could be our final set of the night. But Perry LeCompton a chance maybe to extend it one more. It's our final matchup here. Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton. Thunder 25-18 in set one.
Yeah, no, great matchup so far. And the Caws, they were kind of crawling back a little bit. Compliment a little bit on you on the jinx
Thank
there.
You.
But
appreciate that.
Overall, Nemaha Central playing pretty dominant up to this point, and that's a kudos to really the entire roster. There's not really a player that is a tremendous standout. I think it's just the entire starters, including the substitutes, can come in and get the job done. We've seen Dollinghouse do a lot of work. We've seen Haley. I mean, Haley is pretty much the obvious setter of this team. She does a great job of doing her role. But overall, it feels like a great effort. Garrity is getting in there. But for Perry LeCompton, of course, you'd like to see a little bit more of Corcoran. And then as well, you'd like to maybe just see Addison Hoover get things back on track, because we saw how dominant she could be in that second set versus Royal Valley, but she kind of hasn't replicated that since then. There's been a little errors on the spikes and the kill shots. So we'll see if she can get things back on going here. But so far, 1-0 set lead here from Nemo Central. They look to close it and sweep it. Let's see if Perry Thompson can change that storyline.
The defending and reigning Big 7 League champs, but now we'll try to win. Nemaha Central will the inaugural season in the new Big East League. They're off to a good start. Here we go, set number two. Nemaha Central trying to close it out. Perry LeCompton trying to keep this matchup alive. Cause on the attack, push it to the far side. Corcoran had to wait for it, sends it across. Dollinghouse to a knee. Now Holthouse front of the net. Honeyman puts it down and delivers point number one for Nemaha Central.
And that will mark the first time tonight Perry LeCompton doesn't get the first point of the set.
Maybe that means they're going to win.
Maybe that's what they need the entire time.
They just need to fall behind early. Maybe that's what they got to do. We'll see. Here is Corcoran. Tried to catch him off guard. Nemaha Central wasn't having it. Holthouse again to Honeyman and delivers again. It deflected off the top of the net. And a diving effort there by Blosser. Good effort. Just couldn't get there. And it's now 2-0 NC. So back-to-back Holthouse to Honeyman combos here to start. And it will be Henry to serve.
Still good opportunity here for Perry LeCompton. They got a great front three up there, and they got a good libero in the back with Tindler.
There's a spike attempt by Henley Hunter. Deflected out by Dollinghouse. So the Cause get on the board. It's now 2-1. Quick sub here for the Cause. Olivia Shear check in on the front line, replace Blosser. And it will be Justine Williams to serve. Sends it across. Garrity back right. Holthouse. And the spike attempts. Battle at the net. Good dive there by Shear to save it. Now Holthouse again pushing it across. Trimble was there. They want Corcoran. She'll spike it down to two knees. And it's bumped in the air and saved. But a stoppage is going to give the Cause this point. And I will say, again, not sure what the exact miscue there was for Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse, Holthouse having to save it. And a third try, Honeyman gets it across. Cause middle of the floor, front left, Corcoran rising and putting one down in the back corner. Three straight for the Cause, and it's 3-2. Well, you mentioned getting Corcoran a little more involved, and well, she looks plenty involved with an emphatic strike to make it 3-2. Here's Williams again to serve. Back to Garrity. She mishit that one. Dollinghouse trying to save it. Goes all the way to the JV court. No chance on a third hit. And after trailing 2-0 to start, Perry LeCompton four straight. They lead it 4-2.
Justine Williams, a senior. Great serve there to help get that point for the Cause. Now up 4-2. Great opportunity chance here to turn the tide against the Thunder.
There's a service there. There's your one announcer jinx for tonight.
Yeah.
You say something, she puts it right into the net, makes it 4-3.
I'll go back to the bench.
All right, here's Damon for Nemaha Central. They are off to a 6-1 start this year. They swept Royal Valley earlier tonight. There's an attempt by Shear. She puts it into the net, and we're tied at 4-4.
I talked about in the last set. The sets for the Cause need to be a little higher. The bumps up in the air to set up those kill shots. They just need a little better positioning.
Another miscommunicated scenario there for Perry LeCompton. And you had Hunter and Williams both going after it, the front right side of the net, and kind of hesitated on each other and both pulled up and it hit down. So Nemaha Central now a 5-4 lead. Here's Corcoran, front of the net. They want Hunter here. There's the slap, and it's well defended, and it's put down by Sudbeck on the defense. Four straight now for the Thunder. They lead at 6-4. That time defense leading to offense.
Well, just teeter-tottering right now, back and forth, offensively, defensively. Perry LeCompton, you just got to stay patient with it.
Here's Honeyman again. They want Corcoran, middle of the floor, but it's dug up by Honeyman on the backside. Honeyman again with one hand. And it's going to be a point for Nemaha Central. Sticking her hand out with Shear, I believe, and just caught a piece and deflected out of play. So Honeyman all over the place here. And the Thunder, after trailing 4-2, have scored five straight and lead at 7-4. So Honeyman's got the groove going with the serve. Trimble on the back line, pushing it up front. They want Corcoran. Spike defended. But it will go down, and it will be a point And much needed there for Corcoran and company. It's now 7-5. Trimble, the senior libero, back to serve here for Perry LeCompton, wearing the white jersey. Sends it across. Holthouse, battle at the net. This time it's won by Addison Hoover. And it's now 7-6.
Yeah, I said that Addison Hoover, she's got to get a little more involved and be a little better with that right hand on being able to put it in better positioning on trying to get those spikes. And there she goes.
Honeyman. Holthouse, Garrity spike, and there it is. 1-2-3, and it's now 8-6. A sub onto the floor. Dollinghouse is going to check back in here for NC. Onto the front line, Sudbeck and Garrity up there as well. Honeyman, Henry, and Holthouse on the back line for the Thunder. Holthouse front, pushing it back. Dollinghouse spike, and it lands in the back corner. Faked like she was going to push it in front. Instead, Holthouse pushing it behind her head and reading it perfectly that time was Dollinghouse for the kill.
Yep, come off the bench and make a big play.
9-6 is our score. Nemaha Central won the first set 25-18. They're trying to sweep the first Big East League try of the season here at Perry. Here is Corcoran, long strike, and it found its way inside the line. From here, it looked like it was going to be a little strong, but Nemaha Central let it go, but the Cavs earned that one. It's now 9-7.
Now a big arm here on the serve, with it being Corcoran. Good big opportunity here for the Cavs.
Swings it through. Holthouse, front side, Dollinghouse. Good job by Shear defensively. Now Trimble, front left. And tapped across, and Hoover kept it alive. And I think they're going to call Hoover against the net. Well, the Cavs did not like that call.
No, and the referees are going to talk about this one pretty quickly.
Boy, shout out to Paxton Dammy again, who is over there with a boot on the ankle. She was up in arms after that call. She didn't like it, hopping around over there, but I think they still give Nemaha Central the point. That's a tough break.
And
for Perry LeCompton, I thought that was a well-made play there by Hoover, but they do not get the call. Trimble to the front of the net. Tapped across with two hands. Thomas on the back line, keeping it alive for Nemaha Central. Now Garrity pushing it across. Here's Billings. Backside for Shear. And Thomas again. Her dig attempt is out of play, and the Cavs get that point right back. It's now 10-8. Here's Blosser back in to the match, and Shear will take a seat, sophomore for sophomore. And Blosser again having to kind of bump up from the junior varsity ranks with the injury to Paxton Dammy. Nice dig there by Trimble. Front of the net, bumped in the air by Williams. Now Hoover sends it across, just standing there, and somehow spiked it over. That's how tall she is. Now Corcoran, Billings, Trimble pushing it across. Now Honeyman for NC, Holthouse, they set it up for Henry, and it's well defended. Now Garrity gets a try, and it is deflected, and I think that's a point for NC. It is, 11-8.
Great defending from the Cavs.
That's just unlucky.
Great execution. Mentioned the height of Hoover. I think she's about 6'2". I mean, I was walking around and she was probably about 4 inches taller than me.
I don't think she jumped on that spike attempt.
No, she just stood there.
Looks like Yao Ming dunking the basketball. Just stand there and dunk it. Here's Dollinghouse with a good dig. Holthouse, front left, Honeyman spike, and it's out. It was a good job by Justine Williams to get the hands out of the way. She was trying to get a hand on it and then realized it was going to be out and just kind of swung it away to avoid the ball from hitting her. And it's now 11-9. Nemaha Central's lead is 2 here in set 2. Thunder won the first set 25-18, trying to sweep it here tonight. They already swept Royal Valley, and Perry LeCompton losing their first matchup of the night to Royal Valley for the Cavs, trying to avoid an 0-2 start. There is a service error, though, by Hoover, and it's now 12-9.
Just need to be a little more patient when you step up and serve. You don't want to give up those easy service errors, especially when you're coming from behind against a really good team like this.
All right, so Dollinghouse now on the serve, and it's going to be an ace. Reaching out with the left hand was Corcoran. One of those 50-50 plays could have been out, could have been in, but That time, NC gets the benefit there, and their lead is 13-9. Dollinghouse right back to serve it again with a four-point advantage. Trimble goes down to put it in the air. Now they send it right side to Billings. Spike attempt well defended, but Billings earning the point for the cause. It's now 13-10. Nicely done. Billings earning that point. Now going back to serve for the cause, wearing jersey number 15. Shout out Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Sends it across the rare left-handed serve. Here is Henry spikes into the corner and down for Nemaha Central. Perfect placement for Allie Henry. Another football score, 14-10.
We got a lot of them today.
It has been a theme of the night. Well, it's the first week of high school football. The NFL starting this week. College football. Ooh. To me, it is the best time of the year. Not sure about you, but
not Christmas. It's football season.
Yeah, you got that right. Here's Corcoran. Dollinghouse on the dig. Holthouse front left. Here's Honeyman. Spike! Ooh, and off the face of Blosser. Trimble went down to get it. She's okay. That's the most important aspect of it.
Yeah, the entire team went around to give
Trimble
Blosser
with
a hug.
Yeah, just kind of took one off the side of the face. Appears to be okay, but a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. 15-10, Nemaha Central trying to end it here in set two. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central in set two, leading Perry LeCompton 15-10. They already have a set one win of 25-18. If you missed it earlier tonight, Royal Valley over Perry LeCompton in three sets. Nemaha Central over Royal Valley in two sets. And right now the Thunder trying to sweep it as they won the first set against the cause and now lead set two 15-10. And they have the serve with Allie Henry out of the timeout. Henry spins and fires it across. Losser, Corcoran. Now Hunter with the right hand. Good diving effort. Dollinghouse kept it alive. Now Honeyman's spike is tipped in the air and then nowhere to be found on the front left side of the floor for the cause. And it's now 16-10.
Yeah, let's hope Billing's trying to dish it over, but she just couldn't get it. But still a nice reach and attempt.
So Henry, another opportunity to serve. Dollinghouse, Garrity, Holthouse, Honeyman, and Sudbeck on the floor for Nemaha Central. Push it to the far side, double tap by Corcoran, and hit a few times and out of play. Good effort defensively by the Thunder, but the cause, a much-needed point there. They are within five. It is 16-11. Shear back on the floor for the cause.
Final set of the match, final set of the broadcast here. Possibly, you know, the cause, they got to battle it out here if they want to keep this one going.
Holthouse to Honeyman, blocked, and down it goes. Good defense that time by the combination of Henley Hunter and Macy Corcoran. It's now 16-12. Good defense up front as Honeyman tried to put it away.
Really heard the excitement from the crowd on that block off that near side.
Well, the Perry LeCompton students have shown up here, and they've been cheering on the squad here tonight as the cause get another point and ship it to within three. It is 16-13. Cause with three straight.
Well, it takes a good student section to build some momentum, especially when they're on your side. It really just kind of helps that mental flow.
Williams again with the serve. Dollinghouse launching it into the air up to Holthouse. Honeyman spike attempt and it's down. Boy, a combination. Holthouse to Honeyman again. It's now 17-13.
Hyman just once again finding the sweet spot near side corner here.
Here is Honeyman as we are approaching the late portions of this second set. Could be the final one of tonight's action. Next week we will be inside the Northeast Kansas League. We'll be at Jefferson County North next Tuesday night for our next volleyball broadcast. Garrity sets it up again. This is Sudbeck, and nice defense by Trimble on the backside Now a free ball sent across by Billings. Dollinghouse to Holthouse. Bats it down and gets the point. So instead of making the pass per usual, caught the defense off guard and tapped it over to make it 18-13.
And Holthouse, she's been doing that all night, kind of tricking the defense a little bit and switching things up because she's known as an assist player, but right then is a good example of when it works.
Corcoran sends it across. Now this is Garrity's spike attempt. Well defended again by the Cause. This time it's Shear and Hunter up front, blocking Garrity's spike attempts, and it's now 18-14. See the Cause defense up front being a little bit more active here. Down the stretch of this second set, one that they need to keep this match alive. Here is Trimble to serve, sends it across. Back left to short right. Now Sudbeck blocked at the net, and down it goes. And this time it is Addison Hoover you can credit for that defensive play. 18-15.
You can't tell. The Caw is putting down the law, especially up in that front row. You can just tell by the student section. Every single block that has happened up to this point has been some pretty good momentum build here for Perry LeCompton.
Tremble again. Send it across as the Caws try to battle back here. Here's Honeyman from the back line. Sends it across. Billings digging that one up. Now Corcoran's spike attempt deflected, out of play, and the Caws get another. Three straight and six of the last eight have gone to Perry LeCompton. And just like that, 18-16. Trimble again now working from the right side of the floor, sending it across. Low liner, just barely grazing the top of the net. Now Sudbeck's spiking one down, Williams saving it. Hoover, Corcoran punching it across, diving effort, but into the net, and another point for the Caws. Four straight and seven of the last nine, a one-point lead as the Caws are battling back in a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside 30 seconds, and we're back in a moment. It's high school volleyball on KMZA.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Kilman, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you. 18-17 momentum on the side of Perry LeCompton. They're marching back and got themselves right back in this thing to keep this match alive.
This is some serious stadium pulse energy coming from Perry LeCompton. The student section is loud. The crowd is loud. We don't have that usual crowd here, but it's pretty loud here. And the Caws, they're getting pretty loud, and I believe that momentum is helping out the team. They've been on a big run, but keep in mind, Nemaha Central and their second set against the Panthers, they let them crawl back, but they were able to secure it. So we'll see what they can do to react here.
Holthouse to Sudbeck, sends it across on a free ball. Trimble, middle of the floor. Corcoran, a two-handed push. Now Nemaha Central has it. They want to set it up for Garrity. Well defended, and down it goes, and we're tied at 18. Shear again. Shear and the combination of Hoover has tied it up at 18, just like that. Five straight, eight of the last ten have gone to Perry LeCompton. Dollinghouse is out. Haverkamp is in for Nemaha Central. 18-18, deadlock tie. Here's set two. Perry needs it to keep it alive. Holthouse. And sent across by Honeyman. Good dig by Trimble. Front of the net. Shear spike attempt. And it is too long. So that stops the run. And the Thunder retake the lead at 19-18.
Kind of calling back here. It was Perry LeCompton. They have not won a match against Nemaha Central since 2021. Which they won 2-1 against in set. They're able to make it go to overtime.
And Corcoran off that one gets the kill. And the perfect spot, emphatic on the finish, and it's 19-19. Since that first timeout, we have had two timeouts in this second set. Since the first, it has been a 9-4 advantage for the Caws since that first timeout. Deadlocked at 19 here in the second set. Here's Dollinghouse. Great diving save by Williams. Now Trimble. Oh, and miscommunication between Corcoran and Billings, allowing it to fall. And a huge mistake there gives Nemaha Central the lead back at 20-19. Nemaha Central with the serve, back in front by one. Trimble, front of the net, they set it up for Hoover, and it's well defended by Nemaha Central as Garrity gets it back across. They want Hoover again. Dollinghouse on the defense. Garrity slaps it across. Corcoran trying to keep it alive and able to get it back across. Good rally for both. Holthaus, front of the net. Spike attempt is down. It's Allie Henry who puts it away. And Nemaha Central up by two at 21-19 and a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. 30 seconds as we're coming down the home stretch. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central trying to hold on and sweep this Big East League try here tonight. It is high school volleyball after a 25-18 set one win. Nemaha Central trying to hold off Prairie LeCompton here. The Cause have rallied. It's 21-19, Thunder by two. Well, we got to the middle portion of this match, and it looked like the Thunder was going to roll, but Cause had a different idea. Now we got a very interested crowd here in the latter portions of this second set.
It was 18-13 at one point. Now it's 21-19. Only lead by two for the Thunder.
Corcoran on the spike. Well defended by Honeyman on the back line. Holthaus, Dollinghouse, and down it goes. House to house in that scenario. And Cammy puts it down in a big one out of the TO. 22-19, Nemaha Central.
Senior Haley Holthaus has been very good right now, like getting some good sets here. He loves his play.
And Hoover's tap at the net was well defended by Cammy Dollinghouse. And it's back-to-back points out of the timeout for the Thunder. It's 23-19.
Always all this against the Panthers. They allowed the Panthers in that second set to creep up, and then they finally started clicking back together like how they were at the beginning of the set, and we're seeing that here once again against the Cause.
Trimble up front, now to Dollinghouse, Holthaus backside, Garrity spike attempt, and it's too strong. Had the right idea, just couldn't keep it in play, and it's now 23-20. So the change here, Blosser is in, Shear is out. Blosser will serve. Nemaha Central trying to hold on, 23-20. Their number two set lead. And a service there. Blosser couldn't keep it in. And it is match point for Nemaha Central, 24-20.
That's unfortunate because Blosser's been getting substituted in all night for that serving position because she's been doing really good at it. But that time the air makes it match point now for Nemaha Central.
Garrity with the serve. Chance to win it for Nemaha Central. Here's Hoover on the spike. Bumped up in the air. Dollinghouse now. Free ball. Holthaus slaps it across with the right hand. Corcoran diving. Can't get there. And that'll do it as Nemaha Central holds on. Prairie LeCompton, excellent efforts, but the rally comes up short, and Nemaha Central sweeps the Big East League try here tonight, winning the final match in straight sets over Prairie LeCompton, 25-18 and 25-20. We'll take one timeout, come back, and get our final thoughts before we wrap this thing up. It's high school volleyball again. Nemaha Central sweeps it tonight, and we'll recap it after this on KNCA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
Hi, this is Cassie with United Bank and Trust. Help us kick off the Nemaha Central Thunder football season on Friday, September 6th with our annual t-shirt giveaway. Meet us at the northwest corner of the city park starting at 6:30 p.m. for your free Nemaha Central t-shirt. If you are getting t-shirts for others, we will be limiting it to 3 shirts per person in line. We hope to see you on Friday, September 6th while we cheer on the Thunder. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping your home or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here on KNZA as we wrap things up here from Perry Lecompton High School tonight. Our first volleyball broadcast in the Big East League is off and running officially. And good night for the defending Big 7 League champs as they look to win the first inaugural season in the Big East with obviously the new league in place. But Nemaha Central tonight sweeping it here at Perry Lecompton. They swept both Royal Valley and Prairie Lecompton in straight sets. Also, Royal Valley, a 3-set win earlier tonight against Prairie Lecompton. So the Thunder go 2-0. You have Royal Valley going 1-1, and the Cause going 0-2. Crittenden Prophet, just final thought. I mean, it seems to be that it's Nemaha Central's world right now. Everyone seems to be living in it, and they seem to be kind of the top tier right now, not just in what was the Big 7, but now, of course, the Big East League.
Yeah, I mean, you made the mention that the Big East is off and running. Well, Nemaha Central, the Thunder, is off and rolling. And as the Thunder rolls, so do their players here, and they all played
and
great
tonight.
And
the lightning strikes.
And you know what? They played like lightning today. Grace Hummus, great libero player, sophomore. Honeyman, number 7, did absolutely incredible. Haley Holthouse, we knew coming into the day that she was going to be dominant when having 131 assists last week in tournament play. You knew that she was going to be a big contributing factor, and what was she? She was a big contributing factor. Cammie Dollinghouse, the senior number 30, also was able to do a lot. Allie Henry, Reagan Garrity did plenty as well. Yes, Nemaha Central let a couple teams creep back and get a little close to them in that second set before they could finish. Yes, but at the end of the day, they still did finish. They had clean sweeps overall, and they keep a winning streak continuing against both of these teams coming in tonight, and they prove themselves why they're a dominant team in the Big East and why they should not only get past Substate this year but make a deep run back to the 3A state championship game. And they're a team that's going to be in contention for that, especially with a player like Hallie Holthouse. As for everybody else, we saw a lot of great players. Unfortunate for Paxton Dami not being with the cause for this and being out for 6 weeks, but overall we saw a good performance from the cause, just little hiccups, and then from the Panthers, I mean, Samantha Klotz absolutely lights out, and then their new player, Miller, she looks like a very upcoming, stud as a freshman, and you mentioned some collegiate offers already being offered to her already as a freshman level, so good stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and excited to see how the majority of this is going to play out here, but keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Next Tuesday night, we will be actually in the Northeast Kansas League. We will be at Jefferson County North High School. I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, which my memory is not great, Jackson Heights and Valley Falls, I believe, the two teams competing at Jefferson County North. So we will be there a week from tonight for our next volleyball broadcast. But coming up, of course, we got our football coaches shows tomorrow and Thursday across our networks, 103.9, 92.1. and Care 93.7, getting you set for Friday night and under the lights. Week one of high school football on Friday nights, broadcasts all across our networks, and it all gets started with the Friday Night Fever show at 6 o'clock across the three networks that I just mentioned, with a lot of football being covered, of course, not just on Friday night, but all season long. Your sports authority right here is the MSC Sports Radio Network. All right, so the final time here are finals from tonight. In the opener, Royal Valley in three sets over Perry Lecompton, 25-18, 21-25, 25-22. Nemaha Central, back-to-back sweeps after that over Royal Valley, 25-14, 25-21. And in the nightcap over Perry Lecompton, 25-18 and 25-20. For Captain Kurt, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll talk to you next week for more high school volleyball on KNZA.